Brown Limper was suddenly engulfed by the trap Tyler had set for him. For a moment, he felt the very earth he was sitting on was crumbling under him.
"He knows where this 2 billion is?"
asked Turl.
"Yes,"
whispered Brown Limper tensely. Good heavens, how blind he had been! Tyler was going to buy the company and the planet, and what would happen to Brown Limper then? Turl had it all sized up.
"But I wouldn't sell, not to the animal, Tyler. I was thinking of you."
Brown Limper whistled with relief. Then he looked around over his shoulders both ways and leaned forward, impatient at the delays of cross-translation.
"Would you sell the company and the planet to me? I mean us."
Turl thought about it. Then he said,
"It's worth more than 2 billion. But if I have it in cash and a few other considerations, I will do it."
Brown Limper had studied a lot of economics lately. He knew how to be cunning.
"With a proper bill of sale?"
"Oh, yes. The bill of sale would be legal as soon as signed. But it would have to be recorded on Cyclo as a formality."
Oh, devils. If he ever tried to record such a thing, if they even heard of it, they'd vaporize him the slow way. He pretended the last cartridge had been spent, and he bought time with another change. There was a condition where a planet was written off. The company never sold a planet. When one was abandoned, they had a weapon they used. Turl had already decided to destroy this planet. He'd already covered the ground. He got a grip on himself. Any bill of sale he signed would go up in smoke if he destroyed the planet. Good. It might take the company 2 years to counterattack. He had lots of time. Yes, he could safely sign a bogus bill of sale.